The Medrash tells us, based upon a pasuk in this week's parsha, the pasuk tells us that if your brother were to become impoverished, that it's your responsibility, v'hechzachtabo. It's your responsibility to be mechazik him, to support him, to uplift him, to inspire him. And the Medrash comes and tells us, in the Medrash Rabbah, Parsha Lama Dalet, the Medrash tells us, Tani Rabbi Yoshua. Rabbi Yoshua taught, Yoser mimash bal habayis ose im ha'ani, more than the bal habayis, the ashir, if you will, does im ha'ani, does for the poor person, ha'ani ose im bal habayis, the poor person does for the bal habayis, the ashir. And we learn this out from a pasuk in Rus. The Medrash quotes, Shem ho'ish asher asisi imo ha'yom boaz, Asher aso imei ein ksiv kan el asher asisi imo. Okay, that's the Medrash. How we understand this Medrash, Rabbi Aaron Cutler comes and explains this Medrash that the world was created olam chesed yibaneh, that the world was created to bestow kindness. Says Rabbi Aaron, "Hatachlis v'hamachavin bebriyahu chesed." The purpose and the intent of creation is kindness. Kol pu'ulas chesed, any act of kindness shal adam oseh that a person does, mechavnos v'hamachavin shal kutsho brichu, is inspired and had the same kavanos, the same intent as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Gemara tells us, Torah tchilasa chesed v'sofa chesed, the Torah, the beginning of chesed, and is the end of chesed. Ube'emes ha'osek b'chesed, and in truth, one who engages in chesed, who chesed rab v'otzum im ha'osa atzmo, shahare tanuk ha'nesina v'hashba, that the enjoyment, the fulfillment of the nesina, of the giving, and the influence that that giving has, gadol lein aruch b'tanuk ha'kabola, is so much greater, says Rabbi Aaron Cutler, than the tanuk, than the pleasure, that the Mekabel, that the one who accepts this chesed is receiving. Kikein hu b'teva hanivroim. That is the teva, that's the nature of creation. As the Gemara tells us, Yoser mishoha egel rotzelino kapara lotzelahanik. More than the young calf who wants to receive the nurturing and the nourishment, the milk from its mother, the para, the ox, the mother, Rotzilahanik, she intends to want to give. There's much more that the para is giving than the eagle receives. U'mishum kach, avas ha-mashpia le-mushpa m'menu gedola yoser, me'ahavas ha-mushpa le-mashpia olav. And therefore, the love of the one who is giving to the one who is receiving is far greater than the one that is receiving to the one that's giving. After all, we know that the compassion, the love that a parent has for a child is so much greater than the child has for a parent. And as we all know, there is never enough love and hergish and feeling that a parent has for a child, even though all a parent is doing all day is giving, more giving, more giving. And that is how Rabbi Aaron Cutler explains, Yoser mimashal ha-balabayis ose ma'ani, more so than the balabayis, the usher, is doing for the poor person, the ani, the poor person, is doing for the rich person in enabling him to be a mashpia, to be a nosein, to be mechavin, to be almost as if you're HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're intending to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, by Olam Chesed Yibaneh, and that is the Nesina, that's the ultimate Nesina, that's the ultimate giving, is to be emulating Hashem, and that is the greatest Shefa, the greatest Bracha that a person can have, is to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the understanding of Rabbi Aaron Cutler to this Medrash. However, tonight, I would like to understand perhaps in a different way, which we'll discuss as the night goes on. Try to give clarity in that Medrash. Additionally, the The Torah tells us very interestingly, based upon a pasuk in this week's parsha about the mitzvah of Shemitah, b'shana hashviis, that in the seventh year, Shabbos Shabbason yeh la'aretz, it should be a sabbatical year for the land, Shabbos la'Hashem, sadcha lo sizra v'charamecha lo sizmor, you shouldn't work your field or your vineyard at all. And obviously we know that in Eretz Yisrael, this year Eretz Yisrael is experiencing a Shemitah year. It's a very interesting and a very exciting year. Though there's a fascinating statement from the Mara HaGadol. And he says as follows. He says, Venerally, Dahod de Be'inan Ritzoy Eschaveiro, that which a person needs a Ritzoy, needs a forgiveness to forgive his friend, is Kadei Shiyom HaKippur Mechaper. Hanyudachka Bechol Yom HaKippur. When is it that a person would need a full kapara? He would have to come and ask his friend for forgiveness. That's on a stam Yom Kippur. In other words, if I want a true kapara, a kapara shalema, a tshuva gemura, so not only does Yom Kippur mechaper my sins, but that's only sins ben adam lemako. Ben adam lechavero, I have to go to my friend and I have to beseech him, I have to ask him for forgiveness. So that means that every Erev Yom Kippur, do you mochel me? However, says the Mara HaGadol, which is the Sefer Chelek Aleph, Drush Vav, in his drushes for Shabbos Shuvah, he says that's by all Yom HaKippur, about the Shnas HaShmita, but in the Shmita year, Gadol Kocha Shel Shmita, great is the power of Shmita, Shuafilu Enu Meratzes Chaveiro, even if you don't appease your friend, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yechaper Lo Belele Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechaper, he atones for the sins of this person. Belele Rosh Hashanah Shel Motze Shviyas, on the night of Rosh Hashanah, of the culmination of the Shviyas year, even for the Avero Shebein Odom Lechavera. Which means that as Shemitah year is leaving us, that night of Rosh Hashanah, a person's sins will be forgiven if he is Mekayim, if he fulfills the mitzvah of Shemitah. It's a very difficult thing to digest. What does that mean? That it fulfills the mitzvah of Shemitah. So he continues and he says, "V'tayma ha'inu mishum tikashem shehu mekayim mitzvahs hashmita kitakna." Because he was mekayim the mitzvah of shmita, the way it was intended, and he was mishamet chovasav shechayev lo chavero, and he forgave the obligations that his friend was supposed to fulfill, and indeed the balabayis, the owner, doesn't come and collect. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Holeich Achar Midosam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will act with this person as well. Mida Kineged Mida. Ve'eno Gove Mehem Af HaAvero Shebein Adam LaChavero. And he's not going to collect the Averos that were perpetrated between man and his friend. Ve'hashviis Mishametes HaAveros. The Shemitah, will come and be mishamet the Averos. It's a very, very interesting statement. And this statement needs clarity. Because it seems to be that we're mixing apples and oranges. Why does me be mekayim a mitzvah mean that I no longer am obligated in another mitzvah? In other words, part of Yom Kippur is that I have to be mechaper for my avonos. just because I keep Shabbos, does that mean that I don't have to make a bracha on Sunday morning? Does that mean that I don't have to go to work? Because I didn't go to work on Sunday, on Shabbos, I don't have to go into work on Sunday and I'm going to have my money? Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't guarantee us that. We have to keep Shabbos. And then we have to go into work, and with our hishtadlus, ultimately, we'll have parnasa. Why? Just because I acted in good faith, all I was doing was fulfilling the mitzvahs of the Torah. Why am I rewarded for the fulfillment of a mitzvah? Schar mitzvah b'hai amaleka. I have to actively go and I have to ask forgiveness from my friend. Why am I rewarded doubly? Why isn't it sufficient enough that I'm just fulfilling the ratzon Hashem? But because I acted in good faith by keeping the Torah, so now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me a benefit that I don't have to go and ask for appeasement. It seems as if I'm keeping one mitzvah, but I'm a derelict in another. And what? How does the mitzvah of Shemitah help me vis-a-vis my mitzvahs bin Adam lechaveiro? It just seems very difficult to digest. Which brings me to my last and final question. The Torah tells us, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemor. Hashem spoke to Moshe Bahar Sinai, in Har Sinai, saying, and Rashi, a very well-known Rashi, comes and asks, Ma inyon Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? What's the connection between Har Sinai and Shemitah? V'halo kol ha-mitzvos nemru mi-Sinai? Weren't all the mitzvos spoken at Sinai? So Rashi comes and tells us this amazing, amazing idea based upon the Medrash. Elama Shemitah nemru kloloseo protoseo v'diktukeo mi-Sinai. Just like Shemitah, all of the klalim and the pratim and the specifics were said at Sinai. Af kulon nemru klolosein v'kidosein mi-Sinai. So too, all of the klalos and the diktukim were recited at Sinai. Now, what's very difficult to digest is, besides the obvious, Shemitah seems to be a mitzvah that's between man and Hashem. As the pasuk says, it's a Shabbos LaHashem. That's what the pasuk told us. The pasuk says that it's Bishana Hashvius, Shabbos Shabbason, Yela Aretz, Shabbos LaHashem. This is a mitzvah that is Ben Adam LaMakom. So, why are we using the mitzvah of Shemitah to learn out all of the mitzvos, which seems to imply also ben adam lechaveiro? It seems to be that Shemitah, clearly in the Torah, is LaHashem. And if we're going to use a mitzvah that would express all the mitzvos, well then, maybe use a mitzvah like Kibud Avoim. Kibud Avoim is a quintessential mitzvah, maybe, if there is a quintessential mitzvah that combines both Bein Adam Lechaveiro and Bein Adam Lamakom, maybe use the mitzvah of Kibud Avoim as an example that would encompass all of the mitzvos and all of the dikukim and all of the pratim. After all, the Gemara tells us, Shlosha Shutvin Hein Ba'adam. There are three partners in every person. There is a mother and a father, and there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there, when I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of honoring my parent, I am on one hand honoring Ben Adam Lechavero, my parents, and I'm also honoring HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I have a kiyum of Ben Adam Lamakom as well. And yet, we're using Shemitah, which is a Shabbos LaHashem. It's in a mitzvah that seems to be exclusively a mitzvah Ben Adam Lamakom. So it must be that indeed it is true that the Torah says it is a Shabbos LaHashem, but it must be that there's something more. There must be something other than a Ben Adam Lemakom component of this mitzvah that Rashi comes, quoting the Medrash, telling us that it encompasses all of the mitzvot HaTorah. There's a fascinating perush from the Tzror HaMor, and I want to share it with you as follows. He says, the idea of Shemitah and Yovel, Yesh Lahem Sodos Amukim Udvarim Shehem Kipshuno Shalolam. There are deep thoughts and esoteric ideas that are only in the higher worlds, and it's not for us down here. We truly don't understand the mitzvah of Shemitah. But Ulafi Hanigle, but if you want to talk about the mitzvah of Shemitah on a very basic level, something that is accessible to all of us, it's a shoresh kol ha-Torah kula. It's the root of the entire Torah, v'yisod ha-olam kulo, and the root, the foundation of the entire world. And listen to what he says. He says, ki ha-olam yi-efshar le-hiskayim ela aniyim im-ashir. For the world to survive, the world needs to have aniyim, it needs to have the wealthy, and it needs to have the poor, the ashirim and the aniyim. Ubeinyon hashmito v'hayovel, and the idea of shmita and yovel, rotzah Hashem yisbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires sheyu shavim aniyim v'ashirim, to even the playing field. Because we live in a world for 6 years out of seven where the ani is destitute, where the ani doesn't have food to eat, the ani feels embarrassed, the ani is impoverished and poor and sad and sullen and hungry and tired and feels diminished. Ki in lo malechol, he doesn't have what to eat. Ubechol eis, ubechol ona, and at every time in any period, Einav nisuos l'shamayim, his eyes are placed upwards to the sky, v'chayev tuluyim lo mineged, and his entire life is dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'baboker yomar miyitein, erev m'fachi levavu v'aniyuso, his whole day and night is left in a panic. He's always anxious how he's going to eat. However, the Ashir, kol yomav b'simcha, he is rejoicing, and he is ecstatic. V'tov lev mishte tamid, he's always in a wonderful mood. U'be'inyan sheba'osho b'rov levavo shecheach ha'ani, and because he's so wealthy, and he has everything he needs, he forgets the poor. He doesn't feel his pain. V'lachein ratzasa ha'torah, the Torah wants to bring Shnas Hashmita b'hayovel. The Torah wants to bring the Shmita and the Yovel, that these are 2 years that changed the dynamic. Ba'ofen sho'afilu ha'ashir, that even the Ashir, the wealthy person, no say einav l'shamayim, he has to place his eyes upwards. Acher she'ein zarim u'kotrim, he's not harvesting, he's not planting, he's not cutting, he's not plowing. The Omer, ma ochel, ma eshta, what am I going to eat, what am I going to drink? Kidei she'yeda v'yizkar tzar ha'ani, in order that he should know and be reminded the pain, the suffering of the poor. She'kol yomav u'shnosav, that his entire life and all of his years, he lives b'tzar u'bedaga, with anxiety and suffering. V'acher she'ha'ashir b'shonim, and this wealthy person for 2 or 3 years, no sayin of the shamayim, he has to, because the seventh and the eighth year, He couldn't do anything. So for those 2 years, he has to worry. What's going to be? Lo ayisi yodea, my lasos. Lanche besi. How am my family going to live? And therefore, he's also suffering. He's also in an anxious state. His highs are nesuos l'shamayim. Now, for the rest of the years, where he has plenty, he's going to remember how he felt, and he's going to engage the ani in a totally different way. Because he's going to remember what he felt. He's going to remember that he didn't also have what to eat. And now when an ani comes and says, please, I'm starving, my family has no food. Without the Shemitah year, he would have said, well, that's not my problem, go and work. But because he has the seventh and eighth years, it compels him. It forces him to once again put himself in the shoes of the ani. And now he's going to have compassion. He's going to show that ani compassion and kindness. And he's going to make sure that he has whatever he needs to eat. So indeed, Shemitah is indeed the quintessential mitzvah that embodies both bin adam lamakom. On one hand, it's hidden, it's amok, it's sodos amukim udvorim shehim berubo shel olam. It's in a different world. It's between us and Hashem. It's a Shabbos laHashem. But B'Torah's Niglet, on a very basic level, says the Tzura Hamor. It embodies the epitome of Ben Adam Lechaveiro. It forces me, it compels me to feel the Tzar, the suffering. It compels me to come down to the Ani's level and to give him so that he will be able to provide for his family. Afkulan. So Shemitah is that mitzvah where all the klalim and all the pratim and all the diktukim of both mitzvahs ben adam lechaveiro ben adam lemakom, and now all the mitzvahs afkulan, all the mitzvahs ben adam lechaveiro and ben adam lemakom indeed are learnt out from this mitzvah of Shemitah. And perhaps that's what's going on. Now we can understand the Mara Hagadol. The Mara Hagadol said that when it comes to the Yom Kippur of Motzei Shvi'is, even though Yom Kippur itself is only Mechaper Ben Adam Lechav, Ben Adam Lemakom, and a person has to be Meratzi, he has to appease, he has to ask Mechila from his Chaverim, but not Motzei Shvi'is. And the reason he said was because he was Meshamei Chovaso Shechayev Lo Chaveiro. So we ask the question, well, just because I did one mitzvah ben adam lemakom, that means that now my ben adam lechaveru is addressed, but I haven't impacted myself, I haven't made myself a better person. The answer is that Shemitah indeed has made me a better person. I have worked on my mitzvahs ben adam lechaveru during the Shemitah year as well, and that is how we understand the Mara Hagadol. That says that year I don't have to go and be meratza my chaverim. I don't have to ask forgiveness. Because I already spent these last 2 years feeling the pain, feeling the suffering, putting myself in the shoes of yenim, of others that are less fortunate. That's the ultimate ritzoi chaverim. That's the ultimate way to appease a person. To recognize who they are, where they're coming from. I'll have more compassion. So indeed, the Mara Hagadol says, it's a mida keneged mida, just because I forgave my friend. So Mamela, I'm forgiven by Hashem. But it's so difficult to digest, just because I did a mitzvah in the Torah, and now I don't have to be mekayim another mitzvah. The answer is, I am mekayim the mitzvah of Ritzoy Chaverim. Because Shemitah informs my decisions, it informs my disposition. It teaches me how to live with Yenim, with another person, feeling his pain. It's the ultimate tshuva, ben odom lechavero. Now I have a different understanding of this person who doesn't have, who's less fortunate than I. And that, I believe, is what the Medrash is talking about. The Medrash tells us, Yoser mimash shebal habayis osem ha'ani, ha'ani osem ha'bal habayis. More so than the balabayis, the osher does for the ani does for the osher. Makes perfect sense. Because the ani in the years of Shemitah do much more for the balabayis than the balabayis does for an ani. An ani teaches an osher how to understand and be empathetic and be sympathetic and have tolerance for those that aren't as wealthy or in the same social setting and the social classes. Yoser mimasha balabayis osem ha'ani, more so than the osher does for the ani. The ani does for the balabayis, the osher, the wealthy person. Because it's the ani that gives the osher the exposure to what it's like. It's the ani that allows the Asher to have better midos. If not for the Ani, if not for the year of Shemitah, where you have to leave your land fallow. Because according to what the Tzur HaMa'or said, he said that the idea of Shemitah, B'toras Nigla, is so that we can even a playing field. Well, if there wasn't an Ani, then there wouldn't be the mitzvah of Shemitah. But because there is an Ani, the usher now has a totally different perspective on others, those that are less fortunate. And that's the ani giving to the usher. His entire life has changed. An usher has a totally different understanding of what it means to be an ani. He wasn't an ani, now he is an ani. Now he understands every person who isn't exactly like him. This ani gave this usher perspective that he never had. How much should we cherish people that give us a greater clarity, a greater perspective? We're not left in our bubble. We have to go outside of our comfort zone. And that's the greatest gift, the greatest matana that people can give to us, is to allow us to have exposure to a different way, guiding us, educating us to be better people. That ani allowed and gave the usher so much more than simply a dollar bill that an usher is giving to an ani. And Mirza Hashem, during this Shemitah year, it's something that I've actually wanted to speak about for a little bit, but we as a community should find a farm or a community that's following the halachos of Shemitah. And we should give them money, because it gives us perspective, who has everything we need. We want fruits, we want vegetables, we want whatever it is, we have it. We go to a supermarket. But these farmers, their entire lives are spent on their farm. And now, nothing. So Mirza Hashem, let us utilize this opportunity to be mechazek ourselves, our midos, so that we will be able to be mechazek others who are perhaps in these 2 years less fortunate. Have a wonderful Shabbos.